Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Makos Tezayin, Makos 16a, pagination is 31. We'll start from the last of the small lines regarding cases which are nitak la'asei, a prohibition that's linked to some sort of mitzvah sasei, and therefore, even though normally a lo sase, a prohibition, would come with the punishment of lashes, of malchus, if a person did not obey the prohibition. In the case of nitak la'ase, where there's a positive commandment associated with it, we will generally say, do the positive command, and we won't give the malchus. Tanan hosam we learned. Hanotel eim al habonim. A person who takes the mother with the children, we're talking about birds, and there's a restriction not to take the mother with the birds. Shaleach teshalach esoeim, you should send the mother bird away. So the question is, what is the rule on such a person who took the mother with the children by these birds? Rabbi Yehuda omer loke ve'eno mishaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says, give him malchus, and there's no reason to send away the mother bird. It's done. It's over. V'chachamim omrim, however, the chachamim say, and this is where our focus will be, mishaleach ve'eno loke. You can yet send the mother bird away, and you will not get malchus the lashes. Zeh haklal, because there's a rule. Kol mitzvah slos asei sheyesh bakum asei. A prohibition that has associated with it a positive activity, ein chayavin alecha, you're not going to get malchus for it. Omar Rabbi Yochanan said, ein lanu elazos ve'od acheres. There's this case of the mother bird, and there's another case also, meaning there are going to be cases where you are going to get malchus, even though it's associated with a kumva asei, a positive command. And that would be in a scenario where the positive command is no longer relevant, either because it disappeared, or perhaps we might hold, if you actively destroyed that possibility of rectifying it, of the positive command, then it's no longer going to be relevant, and therefore malchus would be given. Let's give a practical example here so we're not vague. If you have the mother bird that was not sent away, so you should send it away now, according to the Chachamim. What happens if either the mother bird eventually, he just stalls so much, eventually it dies of natural causes, and therefore he can no longer send it away? Or, if you don't hold that that's enough, maybe he went ahead and shecht the mother bird, killed it, in which case he actively destroyed his opportunity to rectify the prohibition. And that's the expression either bitlo velo bitlo, that he actually destroyed the opportunity to fix it, or chemo velo chemo, or he merely did not fulfill it until it no longer is available to be fulfilled. But in any case, these are examples where a person might actually get malchus, because even though it's associated with a positive command, that positive command is no longer available to us, either because it expired or because he actually destroyed the possibility. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, not only is this an example, the mother bird with the children, but there's another case that, if you look for it, you'll find it, has similar pattern. Amale Rabbi Elazar Hecha. Rabbi Elazar asked him, where is that other case? Amale and Rabbi Yochanan said, L'chi tishkach. When you find it, you'll find it. I'm not telling you. Figure it out. Nofak, he went out, he thought it through. Dok va'ashkach, He analyzed and he discovered what case Rabbi Yochanan was referring to, the Tanya, as we learned. And this is what we did in yesterday's session. Ones shegiresh. A man who assaulted a woman, case of rape, and it's a specific case of a girl, certain age, that he's going to be obligated to take her as a wife, provided that she agrees, but he's going to be obligated to take her as a wife. And he did. And now, Giresh, he divorced her against Torah law, because Torah law said, Lo yuchal shalcho kol yomov, he's not allowed to send her away. But he did. Im Yisrael hu, if he is a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, Machzir ve'in aloke, he takes her back and does not get Malkus, because he's allowed to remarry the woman that he divorced. And therefore the mitzvah of alosi yeli isha, that she should be for him as a wife, remains. Ve'im kohen hu, but if he is a kohen who's not allowed to marry a divorced woman, even machzir girusha, so his own divorced woman, loke, in that case, he would get Malkus, ve'eno machzir, and he would not take her back, because it's no longer an opportunity, it's no longer a possibility for him to marry her. Let's go back to the case, though, which Rabbi Yochanan was intimating is the case. An ones shegiresh by the case of a Yisrael. He assaulted her. He had to take her as a wife. If as a Yisrael, even after he gives her a get, he's going to have to take her back. It is possible that at a certain point, she's no longer available to be taken back. So, if you hold that it just expires, so then the case might be that eventually she dies. If he just keeps stalling, eventually, of natural causes, she dies, and he is a person who was in violation of divorcing this woman that he was not allowed to divorce, and he has no rectification because she's no longer available to be remarried, and at that point he would get Malkus lashes for the event of divorce that happened perhaps many years ago, but eventually it would catch up with him. However, if you hold bitlo, that you need him to actively do something to push away the positive command, he has to actually do something to stop it from being available to him in order for him to get lashes. So the Gemara discusses this possibility. One suggestion was that he accepted Kiddushin on her behalf for a different man. And the Gemara doesn't really like that as an example, because assuming he got her consent, otherwise there's nothing to discuss, but he's not the one who's doing the action. He's just being a conduit for the other people's actions. And that's not yet an action that he did to make her unavailable to him. An action that he would do to make her unavailable would be that he makes a neder al da'as rabim. He makes a vow not to take her back. In which case, if it's a specific type of vow, it cannot be undone, and it would be binding, and that would be the case where he no longer can take her back, and he would in fact get lashes for what he did in divorcing her against Torah law. Just to mention the Rambam's position on this, in Hilchas Naira Besula, the first perek, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, Lefikach therefore, ha'onet sha'ova v'gireish, if this man was in violation and divorced her, kofenol sola achzira ve'eno loke, we force him to take her back and he does not get Malkus at that point, but Mesa Gerusha, so even if she dies on her own, no activity on his behalf, just is no longer available to be fixed. Kodem Sheyachzirana, she dies before he can bring her back. Oniskacha La'achar, or she chooses to marry somebody else, even if he has nothing to do with it. Oshaya Kohen Sheyachzir Begerusha, or a case like we've been discussing all along of a Kohen who can't take her back. Hareza loka, then he would get Malkus again, even though the positive opportunity is petering out on its own. Sharei avar al lo sase, because he was in violation by divorcing her. And the positive command, the rectification, is no longer available. That's enough for him to be getting Malkus on this lav prohibition. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.